Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, Robbie De Niro, owner of Athletes Unleashed Gym in Orchard Park. He has been organizing protests of the Orange Zone closures in parts of Erie County. Robbie, thanks for joining us this morning. There was another protest last night. How would you judge the response? Who have you seen, whether it was Friday or the protests that happened in the evening yesterday, who is coming out and supporting you in these protests?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. And that, I'm glad you started off with that question, because the answer to that question is illustrative of how successful this is going to be. We have people from all walks of life, every type of business owner. Last night at the protest, at the rally, we had probably 50% of the business owners, of the business owners that were there, 50% of them were from businesses that were still open, not affected by the Orange Zone. So we've got universal support from fellow business owners. Of the people in attendance, about, I'd say, at least 50% of those in attendance were not business owners, just people that support the cause. And there were hundreds upon hundreds of people out there. We stopped counting parking cars at 320.
We know it was a noisy protest, and we did cover it. Now, even if you're winning the court of public opinion, can't you still face fines, maybe loss of your license over this?
I'm sure the overreaching government will stop at no ends to try to keep us down and try to impose their will upon us. That's what bureaucrats and useless governments do. I think that the court of public opinion is the most important one to win on, because we pay their salaries and we vote them in and out of office. And while they may have, you know, I can't question what's in somebody's heart. I have to think that they think they're doing the right thing, that they think that they are trying to take care of everyone. They're going to want to take care of themselves, and they're going to want to get themselves reelected.
Well, to be clear right now, you are organizing some protests, but your business isn't open as of right now, right? And what's stopping you from taking that step to opening up in spite of the Orange Zone restriction?
Because I am somebody that fights for freedom. I'm a patriot, and I love this country. I'm not a lawbreaker. So I understand I've got to be closed right now. I'm also not stupid. I understand that they'll come in and they'll find a way to try to, they'll take my certificate of occupancy. But that's all. That also means I cannot be in my building. It doesn't mean that I can't be in my building. I own that property. It's private property. I can do whatever the hell I want there, to include holding protests. And if they'd like to try to prevent me from holding a protest, bring it on.
So, Robbie, you understand the rules. Is it the hypocrisy of the rules, maybe, that you're really having more of an issue with?
There's a couple of things in play. Of course, I would love for somebody in the media to sit down with Governor Cuomo and Poloncarz and Councilman Flynn and say, how is it that you can draw $225,000, Governor Cuomo? Mr. Poloncarz, how can you draw $102,000 in public funds for your salary and look at the people in the eye that pay your salary and tell us we can't earn? How can you tell us we're non-essential workers when we have to feed our kids? I invite any one of them to sit down at my dinner table and ask my four children if I'm an essential worker. So while they are drawing their public salary, they're asking me as a private sector employee not to earn. That is the utmost in hypocrisy and poor leadership. And we were born with inalienable rights bestowed upon us by our creator. They can't be infringed because people are scared of a virus. There is no safety without freedom. Freedom must come first.
You know, I'm wondering if you are keen to keeping the message on track. You know, a lot of times these protests seem to go in many different directions. It starts as, say, a protest against a certain restriction or a restriction on business, and then all of a sudden you see the signs talking about no masks and things like that that really, you know, kind of maybe distract from the point or even take away from what could be a legitimate point and then turns it into something else. So are you aware of that? Have you seen that happening yet?
I would say the answer to that was last night. There were only American flags out there. There were only MB lockdown signs out there. Some people were wearing masks. Some people were not wearing masks. There is zero political commentary. There is no political speeches. It was simply freedom-loving Americans saying, you just need to allow us to live our lives as we were intended to, freely, with the right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because those are the rights that are protected. They are guaranteed and protected by the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights.
Robbie, when you see, you know, some businesses are in a yellow zone, some are in an orange zone, some are shut down, some are not. How does that sit with you? I mean, shopping malls can still be open right now, right? But you can't be.
It's insanity. We're going to have probably 10,000 people descend upon the Walden Galleria Mall, and a barbershop can't service one patron. You know, there was a woman last night at our protest. She's the first female certified or licensed master barber in Western New York. She's been operating for 32 years. She's located next to the Walmart in Hamburg. She has to sit there and watch thousands of people go inside and outside of Walmart every day. She shut down. The cleanliness between Walmart and that barbershop, come on, does anybody really question that? It's absolute insanity. So nobody's questioning whether the virus is real. Nobody's questioning whether we need to be responsible business owners and maintain cleanliness, allow people the opportunity to wear masks, socially distance. We just need to be able to earn a living because we are essential workers to provide the engine for this economy. That's what we do.
We're speaking with Robbie DeNiro. He's owner of the Athletes Unleashed Gym. Robbie, were you part of the class action lawsuit of gym owners against the state?
I was very deliberately not part of that.
I guess the two-part question then, why weren't you a part of that? And looking at the situation now, you know, when that lawsuit was filed and gyms asked to see the data that would, you know, correlate gyms to the spread of COVID, that's really when, I think it was a week or two later, gyms were allowed to open up in the state. Is that an option now?
It is not. That does nothing but get lawyers rich. This will never be won in a court of law. This will only be won in a court of public opinion. Lots of lawyers get rich on class action lawsuits, and nobody else does.
But do you think that had an impact, though, looking at what was filed just a few months ago?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. Honestly, I don't have an informed opinion on that. I'd be guessing.
How much did you put into your gym to be able to reopen?
I've got thousands upon thousands of dollars invested in that gym. I mean, my goodness, it's thousands. In a business like mine that has a membership, you know, life occurs, so members will always be leaving. Although my retention rate, I think, is above average, members will always be leaving, and you've got to be able to replace those members. Those are just the cold, hard facts of having a membership-driven business. And when the shutdown is in effect, we cannot continue to add members, so we're just losing numbers.
I meant how much were you putting in just for the COVID protocols to get you to reopen this summer?
Good grief. The amount of money that you spend in paper towels. just the amount of money you spend in paper towels and hand sanitizer and cleaning solution and the amount of time that my manager spends cleaning the place and making sure that we are meeting all of the protocols. There's certainly more than we were in the past.
You know, I know you said you don't want to get lawyers involved in this at all, but I'm wondering if you are eager, as some other gym owners that we've spoken to are, to see, you know, what data the governor keeps referencing when he talks about gyms and the spread of the virus. And, you know, if not lawyers, what is the avenue to finally get that public?
I would love to see that data. I don't think he can produce it. I don't think it's available. I think whatever is available will show that if there's no correlation between gyms and the spike. If you think about how this, when this spike occurred, what was going on for ever since they lifted the original restrictions, there was zero spike. The spike didn't occur until, I don't know, a month ago. So you've got to look at what changed a month ago. Well, schools went back in session. Colleges went back in session. That's when the spike occurred. I don't think schools or colleges should be shut down either. But I was very suspect that the gyms and barbershops are suddenly this cause for the magic spike. So I'd love to see that data. I don't think anybody can provide it. And I just think that it's going to be more important for the public to mobilize and march and let their elected officials know that they're not going to stand for it. And more importantly, let the local guys know, hey, we're your neighbors. We're your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. You're drawing public money. We pay you. You can't prevent us from earning. You cannot deny us our right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Hey, Robbie, thanks for the time. Take care of your dog there, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. That's Robbie DeNiro, owner of Athletes Unleashed Gym out in Orchard Park. He was organizing that protest last night. You can see more video and photos over at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.